Hi, thank you for calling. My name is Sophia. With who am I speaking with?
Hi, Sophia. My name is Kelly Richardson.
Hi, Ms. Richardson. Just want to let you know we are speaking on a recorded line. I see you're reaching out for more information for the Depo-Provera lawsuit.
Am.
Alrighty. Give me one quick second. Let me open up an intake form. How's your day going?
It's going.
Alrighty, miss. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Right, yes.
Okay. And do you have any attorneys assisting you with this claim already?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought out legal representation?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Alrighty. Just to let you know, some of the questions on this intake form might be a bit repetitive. Just bear with us. Thank
All
you
right.
so much. Alrighty. And would you be filing this claim for yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And what were you diagnosed with after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
The meningioma, oh, I can never say it, tumor.
No, you actually said it well. Super closer
Oh,
than
okay.
most. Alrighty. And where in the body was that located, ma'am?
In my head.
In your brain. I'm so sorry to hear you were diagnosed with meningioma.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And do you remember the date of your diagnosis?
It was November 17, 2005.
Okay. November 17, 2005.
Right.
And what's your date of birth, ma'am?
It's 6375.
You said 6/3 of 75?
June 3rd, 1975.
Thank you so much. Do you happen to know anyone, like a family member or a girlfriend, that might have taken Depo-Provera as well?
Yeah, I have a maybe my cousin. I think she was taking it for a little bit.
Okay. You're more than welcome to also share our information with anyone that you know. We'd love to get help to as many people as we can. Okay. And were
Okay.
you consuming the Depo-Provera pill or the Depo-Provera shot?
It was the shot.
Okay. And did you consume or use the Depo-Provera brand injectable?
Yes.
And did you use, sorry, which injection did you use? Was it the Depo-Provera, the Depo sub-Q Provera, or the generic acetate?
As far as I know, it was the shot that we were given in like the hip area.
Okay.
So it
Do
was
you
the
remember the name?
injectable. The Pfizer.
Okay. Best of your knowledge is the Depo-Provera Pfizer, okay?
Right.
Okay. And how many years did you use Depo-Provera?
Four.
Okay. And can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Do you recall approximately how many injections you had?
Like 16.
And how many in between each injection? Sorry, how many weeks?
Be about what 3 months is like what
12?
three or so like about 12, yeah.
Okay. And when did you start using it? Do you remember?
I think it was June 21st of 2000.
Okay. Go back 2000. You said in June 21st, around there.
Yes.
Okay. And when did you stop using it?
about August 15, 2004, I'll say.
August 15, 2004. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And just for the purpose of the recording, what is your gender?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Thank you. I have your first name. Actually, you know, your information didn't come through for some reason. I think it's because you called directly instead of filling out the form. Can I get a good spelling, ma'am?
K-E-L-L-Y.
K-E-L-L-Y.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a middle
Richardson,
name?
R.
Sorry.
Tiana.
Tiana.
Tiana. T-A-N-A.
T-I-A-N-A?
Uh-huh, yes.
Thank you. And then you said Richardson, is that traditional spelling?
It is.
Okay. I have R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N.
R-I-C-H-A, yes.
Thank you so much. Do you have a suffix like the second, the third, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
And do you know the full 9 digits of your social, or if you can, the last 4?
9170.
9170. And I have the primary contact email. What would that be?
Kelly Tiana Richardson 5@gmail.com.
5@gmail.com. Okay. So first, middle, and last name, the number 5@gmail.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Problem.
And was the 310-9-8-9-8-9-9-0 your mobile phone number?
Yes.
Thank you. Almost there, ma'am. What would be your primary address?
Currently, I am staying with my father in Nevada, so it's at 7017 South Buffalo Drive.
Buffalo. Okay, I got it. Is this an apartment or a home?
It's an apartment, so it's unit 1268.
Unit 1268, you said, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In what state did you live in when you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
I was in California.
Okay. And did you receive the injections also in California?
I did.
Okay. Did the injections get administered by a doctor, a medical staff, or yourself?
Kaiser Permanente is where I was going, the medical center in Sacramento.
Okay. Do you remember if the doctor was the one that put the shot, or was it like a nurse?
The nurse.
Okay. And you mentioned it was like in the buttocks area?
Uh-huh, like kind of the hip, kind of high butt. Because I would just pull my little bit of my pants down and boop, there you go.
Right. Okay, thank you so much. And then, let's see. I'm so sorry. I lost track of the number you told me for how many injections. Do you recall?
It was 16.
16. Thank you. And do you remember the name of the nurse that put the injection?
No, I don't.
Okay. Just going to put nurse. And then you mentioned it was the Kaiser. Do you remember what Kaiser?
The Kaiser Permanente is at Sacramento Medical Center.
Sacramento. There it is. Let me look up their information really fast. 1 second. Okay. Do you remember if it was the one on Moores Avenue or Bruceville Road?
More.
Okay. Bear with me. Okay. It's all their info. Oh, their phone number. Okay, there it is. And were you prescribed within the United States?
Yes.
Did you ever take other hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No.
Okay. And do you remember the doctor that prescribed the Depo Provera?
Her name was Monica Balfour. Don't tell me how to spell it.
Okay. You said it starts maybe like, let me look it up actually. Monica.
Yeah, because
I'm just going to put Dr. Monica B. Let's see what pops up from Kaiser. Okay. Balfour. Does that sound accurate?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And did you have to pick that up at a pharmacy or did they have it there?
The pharmacy is on site.
Okay. Just put this information here. Thank you so much for your patience.
No problem.
There it is. Okay. Let's go into the medical diagnosis. When did you discover that your injuries were due to Depo Provera?
I started having side effects around November 11, 2005, and decided to go back and see somebody because it was just bad.
I see. And do you recall the name of the facility or the name of the physician that made your diagnosis?
The facility was, I was going to the same facility.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor's name was Safwan Albany.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Safwan was the first name, Dr. Safwan Albany.
Let me look him up, too. I can get some accurate spelling for him really quick. Was it at you said the same hospital, right?
Right, it was still Kaiser, yes.
It wasn't Dr. Shahnaz Iqbal, right?
No.
No. You said Sethian Albany?
Safwan?
One. And then how would you say his last name? Sorry?
I'm pronouncing it Albany, but I pronounce a lot of things wrong. So I think closest spelling may be A-L-B-O-N-Y maybe.
I think maybe he's just not at that clinic anymore.
Okay. It has been a very long time, so.
No worries. Let me see. Was he a neurologist?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let's see. Let me look that up. Are you saying Stefan by chance? No, right?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. Okay, let me just get the best spelling that you can think of. So the first name would be S.
A-F, I think W-A-N.
A-S-W-E-N, okay.
And then A-L-B-O-N-Y.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm a bad...
That's fine. Honestly, it was some time ago. So the doctors, sorry, the attorneys also have ways of pulling medical records. So it's fine. Let me go ahead and get the info for the Kaiser down here as well. We're getting close to finishing. So bear with me. I know this could be long.
Yeah, no worries. I just want to be able, you know, hopefully I can remember what I need, you know, everything. It was so long ago.
No worries. Oh, the chest. Okay. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis by chance?
No.
And did you receive treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
I did.
Did they tell you what they did and why?
They went in because, well, they did all the testing because of the, what's the word I'm trying to get? The side effects I was experiencing. And
what kind of side effects?
Done, we, the side effects?
Mm-hmm.
I was spotting between periods, very heavy blood for more days than usual. Severe headaches, like, oh my God, so bad. Breast tenderness. Bone density was lost, you know, after all the stuff that they did. So, and anxiety. I had a lot of anxiety.
I'm notating all this notes so that, you know, your attorney could see the impact of what happened.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I have that your side effects included spotting, heavy flow, and severe headaches. Also, breast tenderness and bone density was lost. This also mm-hmm. has led you, this whole occasion led you to having severe anxiety. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Put some commas in between here so it's clear what I'm trying to say. Okay. There it goes. See. Okay, going back to the way that they treated you, you said you had to go through...
So he basically, we sat down and talked about what it was and everything and whatnot, and the treatment ended up being where they had to go into my brain. Also had to have, with the surgery, and then I had to have radiation. I stayed in the hospital for a while, you know, so they could just, I guess, keep an eye on me, make sure everything went fine, and then, yeah, that was basically...
And was Dr. Albany also the one that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And going back to, I know you mentioned you had to be under observation. Do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized?
November 21st, 2005. Was the treatment. That's when we went in. And then I was released like December 26th, I remember, was after Christmas of the same year.
Okay. Sorry to hear you had to stay there during your holidays.
No, doesn't that suck? I had Thanksgiving and Christmas in there.
Oh my goodness. And then, do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And have you been diagnosed with meningioma? Sorry. Prior to being diagnosed with meningioma, were you or your family exposed to radiation?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with neurofibromatosis too?
No. Uh-uh.
Thank you. And do you recall when you first started having symptoms of the tumor? I think you mentioned that was the 11th of November, right?
Yeah. It was, yes. Yeah.
Okay. I know some of these questions are repetitive, so sometimes I'm lucky to remember. and then, can you acknowledge that there is existing records of your meningioma diagnosis?
I know I had hard copies. Okay. I know I misplaced them. But there should be something somewhere. It's been so long. Everything is online now.
Yeah. And then speaking of online, do you happen to have access to your MyChart login?
No.
No worries.
I don't have everything was paper. I wanted hard copy.
Okay. No worries. If you were to ask for your medical records from the hospital and they give them to you, would you be able to mail them or send them electronically?
Yeah, either way.
Okay, thank you. I do have to ask if there is an emergency contact you'd like for us to leave in case of anything unfortunate happening. We can continue the claim with them.
No, this number will be fine because they'll answer if something happens to me. They'll definitely answer.
Okay. Take this out of the way. Okay. Would you be able to provide a large legible signature? What this means is that they don't want just initials, that you could be able to read your first and last name where it asks for a signature.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay. So I do have to let you know what to expect next. So I want to make sure you know you're ready. So while they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize your claim. They'll be calling within the next few hours as soon as your file passes through quality assurance. I'll be calling you to transfer you and introduce you as well, okay? So I'm going to text you my information as well as the law firms. Now, they may go over the same questions that we just discussed today. That's completely normal. Mm-hmm. It's a part of the process. It's details to ensure that everything is accurate on your case. Also might be sending any, additional paperwork or forms, like medical release, to collect records to strengthen your case, to make sure you return those as soon as possible to make sure everything runs smoothly.
Okay.
And, they do want to let you know, since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and it's to make sure they're fully prepared to present your case. So if they don't reach out within 24 to 48 hours, I highly do recommend to follow up with them.
Okay.
And then the last thing, can you confirm that you'll be able or available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, ma'am. So what I'll be doing is sending you this DocuSign. That way we can review it together. And if you have any questions, I'm right here with you so I can address them. I do want to let you know that they are highly customer-oriented law firm. So anything you need is very upfront. Nothing comes out of your pocket, thankfully. So if, the case is won, both you and the firm win. It is a 40-60 split, so overall very fair. I did miss a couple questions. were you diagnosed in the United States?
I was.
Okay. And then do you remember the method of diagnosis they used?
No, they did a lot of testing. There was some blood tests. I know I was in a, I did have to do an MRI.
Okay.
Urine.
I got that one. The MRI is within our list. So I should be able to send you this form right now. Okay. That is sent. I'll be here on hold. Let me know if you have questions.
Okay. 1 sec. Okay, so it looks like I'm finished. I just press finish, right?
Yes, ma'am. And then I should be getting that one to make sure everything looks good. You didn't spot any mistakes on there, if you could just verify.
No, I look like everything was correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and make sure, yes, everything's received. Okay, wonderful, Kelly. So I'm texting you right now. Let me know if you receive this. So what you should expect is maybe like within the next few hours, a call from that 949 number. I promise you if I see any miscommunication from the law firm, I'll be calling you directly to transfer you over to them so you never miss their call. So make sure you at least save my number. Let's see. I'm texting you your attorney's phone number now.
Okay.
I know they have a lot of cases, so they might try once and then just call you or wait for you to call back. So I'll make sure. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay. You got both of those?
Got them. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Well, congratulations on filing your claim. Did you have questions for me while I still have you on the line?
No, that was it. I think you've been pretty helpful, actually, and thorough with it.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Alrighty. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be in contact with you, Kelly.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day, too.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.